This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. President Biden is urging Israel to exercise greater caution in its attacks on Hamas.
I want them to be focused on how to save civilian lives, not stop going after Hamas, but be more careful.
His remarks follow a recent comment to donors where he expressed concern about Israel's indiscriminate bombing and noted a decline in global support for Israel. The ongoing conflict has drawn widespread criticism due to a rising number of civilian casualties. President Biden laying out how the Inflation Reduction Act is capping prescription drug costs.
While at the National Institutes of Health in Maryland on Thursday, President Biden announced Medicare enrollees could save on dozens of medications under a law penalizing pharmaceutical companies if they raise prices faster than the rate of inflation.
In the year before we passed this legislation, drug makers jacked up prices nearly four times faster than inflation went up, and they were already too high. Let's call this for what it is. It's a ripoff.
The president said lowering drug costs is not just about health care. It's about dignity and security. The White House estimates the move could cut costs for about 750,000 seniors. I'm John Schaefer.
Senators are set to return to Capitol Hill next week to engage in ongoing bipartisan discussions on border policy and aid for Ukraine. Originally slated for a holiday recess at the end of this week, lawmakers have opted to remain in town to advance negotiations and reach a deal before the year's end. Two people have been arrested in connection with seven elementary school kids in Virginia who got sick eating gummy bears that had come in contact with fentanyl. It was determined that a child brought the gummy bears from home and a search warrant was executed. Clifford Dugan was arrested and held without bond charges on two counts, including contributing to the delinquency abuse of a child. Also arrested was Nicole Sanders. This is USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Tech and healthcare workers lead in job dissatisfaction as per a PayScale report on over 770,000 U.S. workers. Senior product managers top the list with 66% intending to quit despite a $144,000 medium salary. Phlebotomists rank second with 62% seeking new opportunities. Other jobs with dissatisfied workers who are preparing to quit include line cooks, patient care technicians, emergency room nurses, and cybersecurity analysts. Expelled from the House, former New York Congressman George Santos is expanding his side hustles. The ouster Republican is introducing a subscription-based tell-all page on the social media platform X. Additionally, Santos is creating personalized videos on the Cameo platform, offering insights into Congress, the media, and certain celebrities for a monthly fee of $7. Retiring from Congress, former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy bid farewell in his final speech on the House floor earlier today.
Thank you for ever giving me this opportunity. to serve you. To America, I loved every single day.
The California Republican expressed gratitude to his constituents for the opportunity to serve in the chamber. McCarthy urged lawmakers to prioritize doing the right thing, even if it involves risking their positions. Earlier this year, McCarthy faced removal as speaker due to disagreements with conservative Republicans over concessions made to Democrats on a government spending bill. Dave Collins, USA News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that style? What's going on? Stop. Hey.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Hey, by the way, don't forget to sign up for the Great American Pure Flix Christmas promotion. Had a chance, was binging a little bit of Christmas music, getting in the mood, Christmas music, Christmas movies, I should say, on the Great American Pure Flix last night. So much fun. And by the way, we have a six-month subscription, absolutely free. All you got to do is drop me an email, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Live.com, comes to me direct. In the subject, make sure you put down, I'm a winner. I am a winner. That way I'll know that you're participating in this promotion. We pull your name out of the hoppa, 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 and you're a winner, 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 winner. And you get 6 months absolutely free subscription to the Great American Pure Flix Christmas campaign that we're doing right now. And you can binge to your heart content all these great Christmas movies, take you all the way past Easter as well. So enjoy half a year on us because we're givers and we like to play, you know, pay it forward, as they say. John Fleetwood is with us, the political commentator and journalist. Hey, John, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, doing great, sir. How are you?
Hey, doing terrific. Let's talk about, you've been staying more than anybody I know on top of COVID-19. And all the follow-up research and information that's coming out. And I really want to focus on this with you today. So I'm going to force myself to, you know, stay on topic here because it's important that people understand what's happening because we're starting to hear of a new iteration of COVID-19. China is having problems. It's being reported their emergency rooms are loaded up. I mean, John, I heard people are waiting, 7-9 hours to get in to see a doctor there, and they're showing footage. I think, on one hand, you think, gosh, the strain that this must have on the parents and the kids. But the kids are like, they're doing schoolwork while they're there in the waiting room, waiting to see a doctor, right?
Right, and there's two main veins here of significance when it comes to COVID, what's happening right now. One has to do with some new information that's coming out about masks. We have a litany of new data on masking, both in children and adults, and I want to get to that. But the first thing, Bill, is it's the most cutting-edge information right now that nobody's put together yet, and I'm gonna break it here with you and your audience, and that has to do with the vaccine. Namely, there's a new technology of vaccines that's going to start being pushed on the American people. So, on the 6th of this month, in the journal Nature, a very reputable, you know, scientific journal, mm-hmm. there was a publication that reported that there's been approval for another RNA-based vaccine for COVID-19 that Japan has just approved. And it's this technology, it's the first so-called self-amplifying RNA vaccine. They call it saRNA. Mm-hmm. They call the, you know, the Pfizer and Moderna ones, they're mRNA vaccines. These are sRNA vaccines, the new technology that's been developed in Japan. Mm-hmm. Well, what does the self-amplifying mRNA, these saRNA vaccines, what's the difference? Well, the regular mRNA vaccines essentially tell the body to produce a spike protein. There's this code that gets pushed into the body's own cell mm-hmm. that teaches the cell to create the spike protein. That's the regular way the mRNA vaccines work. These new self-amplifying RNA vaccines have that regular function that the regular mRNA vaccines do, namely they tell the body to produce the spike protein, but they have this extra code that tells the body to create, in addition to the spike protein, this what's called a replicase enzyme. So now the body's producing both the spike protein and this enzyme. Well, what does that enzyme do? The enzyme replicates the spike protein over and over and over and over again. So it's a way of producing way more spike proteins in the body. Now you might say,
so is it kind of a time release type of effect, or it just keeps on cycling?
Well, it keeps on cycling, and again, Bill, this is cutting edge. This is brand new information hardly anybody's talking about right now. And everybody thinks, oh, well, COVID, you know, it's kind of over. We don't have to worry about it anymore. Nobody's getting the vaccines anymore. Well, I don't fully understand this yet. I'm just starting mm-hmm. to scratch the surface on this. But where it gets interesting is we already know that roughly a third of mRNA COVID vaccine recipients, people who get the jab, experience unintended immune responses in the body. That just mm-hmm. came out from Cambridge University, also published in the journal Nature. What these Cambridge researchers discovered was that the mRNA creates this unintended immune response in about 25-30% of recipients that's attributed to this glitch in how the body interprets the vaccine's genetic instructions. So what it showed was that the body misreads the sequence due mm-hmm. to chemical modification found in the mRNA therapeutics. And what that means is that the machine of the body essentially slips like a bike chain slipping around 10% of the time. They call this frame shifting, and it can cause these rogue proteins the body essentially then makes these weird proteins that the body then interprets as foreign, and it triggers an immune response, and the body starts attacking itself. So why is that mm-hmm. significant? Well, if that's happening in a third of people who receive
that's a lot of people
mRNA jab, that's
exactly.
a lot of people, and it's a lot of potential problems that these Cambridge universities admitted this could be a big problem in this journal Nature publication. Well,
now John, is this chain slip that you're referring to, is that in the vaccine, or is that a combination of the vaccine and our own biology responding to the code?
It's when the cell takes in this code and it starts replicating in that process of making this, it slips. So it's the body's own machinery that slips, messes up, and then creates these proteins that the body then starts to attack. Well, the problem is if we now use this new self-replicating technology that's creating even more of this spike protein, we're going to have even more of these slips. And what's scary is that the White House just announced that their ASPR is giving, they're giving money to this company called Gritstone Bio, just announced in the White House the other day, and they also create the self-replicating mRNA vaccine. So it's not just in Japan. The U.S. government funding the creation of this vaccine from this American company. So it's coming to America.
Wow. We've got to go to break. More from John Fleetwood. Stay with us.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Christians in Cameroon are often forced to hide their faith. Others who are curious about Christ must proceed with extreme caution or risk humiliation and even physical violence. The Tide Ministry is thrilled to have recently reached Cameroon with gospel radio broadcasts. We pray that our programs can both empower believers with positive encouragement and inspire new listeners to trust in Christ. The initial report indicates that programs have been successfully launched in both the Bulu and Fulfulde languages. This outreach into remote areas is having significant impact. Approximately 3,000 listeners responded in just the first 2 months, and over 550 made decisions to follow Christ. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people around the world whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Back 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is John Fleetwood, the journalist and political commentator. We're talking COVID-19, the development of this new vaccine that's coming out of Japan that, amazingly, our own government, this is the danger. I mean, you know, Barack Obama said, John, that elections have consequences. And we have Joe Biden and his administration, which, you know, for 2.5 years, I'm having a hard time figuring out if he's got anything right. And whether it has to do with the military, our border, you know, our economy, at every turn, there's been one, you know, failure after another. And even following up on health issues, like what we experienced in COVID, I mean, he dumped out a lot of money, but, you know, he didn't want to hear from other, you know, physicians and the medical field in terms of their analysis, good, bad, or indifferent, about the vaccine and how we executed the campaign against COVID-19 so that the next time something like this comes about, that we're all the better. But it seems, John, that what happened, it was more used to just scare the holy what have you out of us and to limit our liberties and to force us into compliance, that we're going to trust, you know, Dr. Fauci and his white coat, even in spite of how often he got it wrong. And we know so much more today than we did then. And also, as you and I were talking off air, we're less than a year away from the next election, and the Democrats found a great wedge issue in COVID-19 and allowing them to get along, you know, get away with, you know, what is really, you know, almost undeniable anymore, John, is the voter fraud that took place.
Yep, that's the Biden administration for you. And in the Biden admin, you've got, for example, this Mandy Cohen. She's the new director for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Well, she's now put in, to go along with their theme of being draconian and anti-freedom and anti-science, she's now advising that Americans wear masks this holiday season. There was a video posted to the CDC's X or Twitter account where Cohen urged people to, quote, use additional layers of protection, like avoiding people who are sick, washing your hands, improving ventilation, and wearing masks. Well, what's the science on masks? Let's talk about kids first.
Right.
That came from the British Medical Journal, very reputable journal. They say that the current, this is a direct quote, current body of scientific data does not support masking children for protection against COVID-19. And they go on to say mask wearing is associated with negative impacts on speech, language, learning, and may also impact mental health and socio-emotional well-being in children. Now, this study that was published in BMJ, very reputable, it was an examination of 597 studies. And after looking at almost 600 studies, they confirmed that the effectiveness of masking children against COVID-19 transmission or infection has not been demonstrated with high quality. So it doesn't work in kids. There was another study. This came from another renowned medical journal, Epidemiology and Infection. They found that people who wear face masks often or sometimes reported getting COVID 33% more than those who rarely or never wear them. Now, significantly, the rate was 40% higher for those wearing masks almost always or always. So in other words, mask users, people who wear masks, are 40% more likely to be infected with COVID than non-mask users. And that was using data from a 3,209 participant randomized trial that again was published in this Epidemiology and Infection. So if you wear a mask, you're 40% more likely to be infected with COVID. They don't work. Nevertheless, you've got the Biden administration, CDC Director Cohen, saying, yeah, you better mask. Why do they want us to be sick? This isn't like data coming out from somebody in their basement. This is epidemiology and infection.
Exactly.
Medical.
Yeah. Yeah, they're supporting. See, again, this is the Biden administration, as we talked about, supporting all the wrong things. And you think, whoa, is this diabolical? Are they trying to kill people off here? And of course, we have known anecdotally, experientially, that our natural immune system is the better way to go. Right. And there's been few studies on natural immunity, John. Right. And that's been on purpose.
Yeah, natural infection, it's been shown by, I can't remember if it was BMJ or it was another one of these very reputable, you know, these are the journals that the left and the COVID narrative pushers have been citing. These studies show that natural infection, natural immunity, which is what you get, not when you get the vaccine, but it's what you get when you just catch the virus naturally. They call it the wild type virus.
Mm-hmm.
When you get that, you have, and this is according to them, you have just as much, if not more, protection from COVID than
exactly
after using the vaccine.
Well, the other thing, too, John, didn't they talk about the natural immunity? Again, you know, when you consider this, it causes you to appreciate the miracle of the human body and how God has designed it, is that how it's able to adapt, because once it has an attack, then it almost naturally adjusts to the iterations, right? And this is the other thing that's being underreported on, is how significant and powerful our natural immunity is that it doesn't have to go back into the back into the lab and come up with a different formula. The body does this automatically in most cases, right?
Right. And I just pulled up a study I wrote, an article I wrote back in February. So what we were told, obviously, from Fauci, who you mentioned, was that the COVID vaccines were highly efficacious, you know, better than the traditional response that you get from natural infection. That's a direct quote from Fauci, the head of the NIAID, right? So the head of the U.S. health, this health agency, it's better if you get the vaccine. It's way better than natural infection. Well, then the Lancet, that's like,
yes.
Who's better than the Lancet?
Right.
This was research published in The Lancet. This paper found that infection-acquired immunity that you get when you just catch the virus reduced the risk of hospitalization and death from a COVID reinfection by 88.9%.
Wow.
That's almost 90%. And protection from the past infection against reinfection from pre-Omicron variants was very high and remained high even after 40 weeks. And here's what they say. Our analysis of the available data suggests that the level of protection afforded by previous infection is at least as high, if not higher, than that provided by a two-dose vaccination against using that mRNA vaccine. That's from the authors, completely contradicting what Fauci said.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing
is, infection looks like the way to go, and don't mask.
Well, again, this is empirical. I mean, this is not opinion here. I mean, these are coming from professionals and noted journals and respected journals that this is what they do. And are we hearing any refutation, from Dr. Fauci and others with their reports on this, John?
Yeah, this is directly from Lancet, British Medical Journal, Nature, the science. I'm sorry, it's pointing in the direction against these vaccines, against masking.
Yes. Well, look at, we pass on this knowledge so that you can own it and do your own deep dive and make it your own knowledge as well. John Fleetwood, thank you. Appreciate the insight. Take care.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
Hey, you. The one on the couch you just told your friend you can't go out because you're busy? Ready to get real about your psoriasis? When your current treatments don't do enough to help control the inflammation beneath the skin, causing plaques and pain, stressing and scratching, it's time to stop hiding and get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
USA News Update. President Biden is urging Israel to exercise greater caution in its attacks on Hamas.
I want them to be focused on how to save civilian lives, not stop going after Hamas, but be more careful.
His remarks follow a recent comment to donors where he expressed concern about Israel's indiscriminate bombing and noted a decline in global support for Israel. The ongoing conflict has drawn widespread criticism due to a rising number of civilian casualties. Senators are set to return to Capitol Hill next week to engage in ongoing bipartisan discussions on border policy and aid for Ukraine. Originally slated for a holiday recess at the end of this week, lawmakers have opted to remain in town to advance negotiations and reach a deal before the year's end. A date for demolition has been set for the house where four University of Idaho students were killed last year. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
COP28 generated, I'll tell you, it was a lot. It was very costly. I mean, a lot of money was invested there in Dubai. I mean, not a cheap place to go to. Very expensive, COP28. And not to mention the carbon footprint when you consider all the countries that were represented there. So after all that's said and done, what's the good, the bad, and ugly? Was there anything positive to take away from COP28? Steve Malloy, the founder of JunkScience.com and author of Scare Pollution, Why and How to Fix the EPA, is with us now. Steve, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Well, give us a summary here of this agreement that, what was it? Was it 70 nations? I thought there was over 100, but I think there was like 70 maybe that participated in COP28, something like that.
Well, it's a lot. It doesn't really matter. So they came up with this agreement to transition out of fossil fuels. And of course, they're, you know, on one hand, really happy because this is the first time in 28 years that they've been able to get the term fossil fuels in one of the agreements. A lot of the signatories are unhappy because it doesn't say phase out fossil fuels. It only says transition away from fossil fuels. You know, the whole thing is just, you know, I was just talking with someone. This whole thing could have been done on Zoom.
Yeah.
They didn't have to fly there and eat expensive meat and stay in you know, fancy hotels.
Yeah. And if they're so sensitive about their carbon footprint, right?
You know, and then the other thing, too, of course, remind everybody how this all started out, because you had the person who was in charge of this come out and pretty much, you know, question the purpose of it, you know, the essential aspect of, right. So, you know, climate change. Right. Go ahead.
Yeah. So the most interesting part about this was that it was held in Abu Dhabi, which is an oil producing company. And the president of the conference was the CEO of the Abu Dhabi National Oil Company. And so that was controversial in itself, because this is supposed to be about, you know, getting rid of fossil fuels. Before the conference, there was a Zoom call between, you know, this guy's name is Sultan Al-Jaber, and, you know, one of the Earth's, you know, preeminent climate bedwetters, the former president of Ireland, Mary Robinson, the Al Gore of Ireland.
Right.
And so, you know, she was pressing Al-Jaber in this call, you know, what are you going to do to phase out fossil fuels and take the lead on this? And, you know, when are you going to do this? She was hectoring the guy about this.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, please, ma'am, let's just be real. You know, we can't get rid of fossil fuels. We'll all be living in caves. And, you know, mm-hmm. and if it's so easy to do, you take the lead. You go
right.
first. And, of course, you know, Ireland is a small country, 5 million people, which is fewer than are in the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. And,
right.
of course, Ireland can't give up fossil fuels. I mean, Ireland right. would be a graveyard of 5 million people if they gave up fossil fuels. So this whole thing is just ridiculous. You know, it can't be mm-hmm. done in a small country. How's it going to be done around the world, in the United States, in China, in India, in Europe? It's not possible.
Mm-hmm. Steve, you know, with all this, I mean, you know, we've been saying over and over again, I think even the first time you and I talked, I kind of feel like this is Don Quixote chasing windmills still. And you think, okay, is there going to be a counter meeting of reasonable science types to come together and say, hey, look, at this is the pluses of where we are when we talk about energy. Let's be real. Get it out of the emotional element. Greta Thunberg's not allowed to be anywhere near the zip code. Al Gore is not allowed to be. You know, we don't need that kind of, you know, crazy input. That's not what it's about. But let's give the people a rational understanding of, you know, of the energy sector, why fossil fuels should be here to stay, and the alternatives, because it seems that in the absence of any kind of responsible approach to this, you got Joe Biden and Al Gore trying to steer us over the cliff here. And even like Ireland, it's like, okay, well, go ahead. You lead the way. In fact, in the meanwhile, while you're doing that, we're just going to send you a bunch of buggies and horses, because you're going to be Amish within a year.
Yeah, well, you know, unfortunately, Bill, I'm not quite sure there are very many sane people left. You know, you mentioned getting scientists together. Well, you know, all the scientists in the universities, they've all been purchased by government money
exactly.
for climate.
Right.
Right? And,
yeah.
and even the oil companies, I mean, it's hard to get honesty out of them. I mean, you know, they're pumping as much oil as they can, so they're, you know, in a lot of ways ignoring what's going on the other
well,
hand.
Well, some are saying, Steve, I'm sorry. Service. Yeah, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but some are saying that we're actually pumping more oil than we did during the Trump years. Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, of course, because oil prices were very high, and it's been very profitable for oil companies.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the bad thing. So, you know, last year, Joe Biden drained our strategic reserves. Now we only mm-hmm. have like 20 days worth of oil left in it. Now the oil companies, you know, Biden is not giving them new permits to drill. He's not
mm-hmm.
giving them new leases. They're draining their own strategic reserves. They're just taking advantage of it right now because oil prices are so high.
Right.
You know, we're going to be at a point soon where the oil companies have drained their reserves. We have no strategic reserve. And then what? So,
yes.
you know, the next year is going to be a very important election. And if we reelect Democrats, you know,
yeah.
and overlaid over this is this whole climate agenda, you know, the Inflation Reduction Act, that is all making us even more dependent on communist China, who is our geopolitical enemy. Right?
Yeah.
So,
yes. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, this doesn't make sense in any level, but you're exactly right, going back to what you were saying earlier when we talk about scientists, and this has been my long complaint, is that the government has used the people's money to prejudice the discussion and to make it so biased against the utilization of fossil fuels and maximizing the energy sector in a way that would be good for all concerned. But they are so sold out and so committed to this green agenda that they've lost their minds. And the thing is that the rest of us reasonable people, you know, they're taking us over the cliff with them. I mean, because it's almost like they've become flat earthers of their own type.
They have, Bill. You know, I've been publishing junkscience.com since 1995, and I started doing what I do, you know, years before that. Mm-hmm. Over the last more than 30 years, the government has 100% corrupted science. Mm-hmm. Science used to be sort of our North Star, how to figure out what's really going on in the world. Not anymore. The vast majority of almost all funding for science comes from the government.
Yeah.
And, you know, once the government's involved, it all becomes political science.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And this is what we're faced with. And here we are, meanwhile, you know, $33 trillion in debt and counting. And, you know, the government just has to be right. Right, Steve? I mean, there's no discovery. It's just they have to be right.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can't challenge them. There's no way to fix things. You know, if we can't, we have a hard time making sure we have an honest election. And if we have honest elections next year, maybe we can start to correct some of this. But if we can't, I'm sorry, it's going to be a rough ride.
Yeah. Well, let's just make it worse than it is right now. Just can't wait to be here. So these nations have committed to transitioning from fossil fuels. Transitioning is the operative word that kind of sticks in the craw of some that, you know, wanted to, you know, like everything, every ideologue, they want 100%. They don't want to settle for anything that makes sense in between. And even then, it doesn't quite make some sense because you're transitioning from fossil fuels to what?
Well, they're not actually going to be this is just language in an agreement. No one is transitioning. China is burning more coal and oil, and India is the same, and the rest of the world. I mean, none of this is really happening. I mean, that's why it's so bizarre about this. You know, we're burning more fossil fuels in plain sight, yet they have this dumb agreement saying they're going to transition to, as you point out, to what? There's nothing to transition to other than poverty and death.
They left that out of the agreement, huh?
Well, no, it's interesting because if you read the paragraph where they say transitioning, they talk about science and 2050 and net zero. They do not mention.
Gotta leave it there, Steve Malloy. Thank you.
Boston Scientific. By age 60, more than half of men will have an enlarged prostate, also known as benign prostatic hyperplasia, or BPH for short. Symptoms of BPH can include waking up several times a night to urinate, a weak or interrupted stream, or feeling a sudden urge to go, all of which can disrupt daily activities. Treatment options range from behavior modification and watchful waiting to medications, minimally invasive treatments, and surgery. One minimally invasive BPH treatment option is Rezum water vapor therapy. This procedure uses natural energy stored in water vapor to remove the excess prostate tissue pressing on the urethra, providing lasting symptom relief while preserving sexual function. One study of 255 men showed a 94% overall satisfaction rate with the procedure experience. Here is Dr. Arpit Shah from Associated Urological Specialists to share more about how Rezum therapy works.
Rezum water vapor therapy offers a minimally invasive solution for patients with an enlarged prostate, actively addressing the issue by reducing excess tissue rather than merely pushing it to the side. This procedure can take a matter of minutes to complete in a single office visit. Patients can resume their regular activities within a matter of days and can experience noticeable symptom improvement in just a few weeks. Research has shown the long-lasting benefits of Rezum, with one study finding that many patients have relief from their symptoms through 5 years following the procedure.
As with any medical treatment, there are risks involved. Potential risks associated with Rezūm include but are not limited to painful or frequent urination, blood in the urine or semen, decrease in ejaculatory volume, urinary tract infection, inability to urinate or completely empty the bladder, and urgent need to urinate. Talk to your doctor about the benefits and risks associated with Rezūm therapy. To learn more, visit rezum.com. Dr. Shah is a paid consultant of Boston Scientific. He was not compensated for his quote within this audio clip.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to Balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, Balance7.com.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We go to PluggedIn.com and talk to the director himself, the one and only Adam Holtz. Adam, Merry Christmas to you. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, Bill. How are you?
Hey, I'm getting in the mood. I don't have Pike's Peak to look at you, and you didn't even send me a picture of it. You could have texted me a picture to think, you know, so I could see some snow, because I'm here in southern Florida, and on the east side of the state, and we're getting lots of, you know, rustling wind that's keeping us up through the night, you know, anywhere 40, 50 miles an hour, and, you know, just a little rain, just, you know, for a little bit of charm. But, you know, we're not getting a lot of chestnuts roasting on an open fire here.
Well, you know, we don't have any open fires, but we got about 6 inches of snow the night before last. So, you know, a good relationship is based on clear expectations, Bill. So now that I know yours, I'll see if I can, you know.
I'm a simple man. I'm a simple man. But I tell you, you know what I've been doing in order to get kind of in the Christmas mood here, because I'm saying, you know, and it's interesting because I grew up in Southern California. It wasn't like we had, you know, a couple hours away. We would, you know, go up in the mountains and enjoy some snow and skiing and all that kind of stuff during the holidays. And then we'd kind of get you in the spirit. And then, for a while there, for many years, until it got so crazy and political, we would go to New York. I love New York. I love the energy of New York. Not the current one, but the old one. The current one's a little messed up with all the crime and craziness that's going on, but that's everywhere. Even Los Angeles, you know, in the area that, I, you know, at least where, you know, I went to work in Los Angeles at LA Radio there. And, you know, that's gotten so crazy with all the homelessness, and it just makes you sad. I mean, it's hard to feel joyful when you see so many people who are in pain, they're drug addled, whether it's Los Angeles, San Francisco. You know, it's heartbreaking to see what's happening on the streets of our country today. And here we are. Merry Christmas, right?
Well, that's right. And I think that as you and I often talk about, you know, we talk about culture, and I think that we have to go back to Scripture and remember that Jesus came in grace and truth. And nice. I think that we often get well-intended policy that may be a counterfeit expression of truth, or excuse me, of grace, but there's no truth there, right? Mm-hmm. And so you think you're going to solve your drug problem by giving people drugs and needles. It seems like, okay, it's just a misbegotten understanding of what helping somebody means, right? It's a distortion of grace. And so we want to be able to respond with compassion and generosity to those for whom life has become a hard and burdensome thing. Mm-hmm. But the reality is, when you pull truth out of the equation, you're left with this spineless glob, right? Yeah. I mean, there's no vertebra to the thing. You know, it's like if all you ever do is give your kids what they want, it leaves them ill-prepared to deal with the realities of the world, right? But that, in some ways, I think progressive thinking, if we're being super generous, there's a kernel of desire for compassion in there, but the way it gets expressed ends up devastating people even more, you know?
Well,
and that's the tragedy of it.
Yeah, what happens, it's humanity's idea, to your point. See, we disengage from God where the truth lies, and we think we're going to do it on our own. And everybody has a different agenda and different heart. That's why, you know, back in the early years of our country, when the church was so involved in taking care of people who were homeless, down and out, people who were poor, it was much more efficient. And then the government decided, no, we can't have the church do that. We can do a better way. And so what happened is you exited and cut out the heart, you know, to your point, the compassion element. And now you have government coming in. And what's government's motivation? You know, I'm doing this because I want you to think I'm a good guy. I want you to I want your vote. I want you to be beholden to me because I'm doing this. So for all the wrong reasons. And what it reminds me of, as I'm reading the book of Micah, is that, you know, the prophet is told to go to the leadership and tell them that they're hollow. You know, they're empty. They have superficially tried to honor God. They've superficially have tried to help people. But to your exact point, they really don't have the heart and true compassion to do this. This is man's idea and way of doing it, as opposed to turning to God, repenting. You know, we messed up. We thought we could do it. You know, we're idiots. You know, forgive us. You know, let's repent, turn back to God, utilize God's wisdom that is there, available to us, but we want to step over it and ignore it. And meanwhile, you got all these drug-addled people, these souls that God loves to death. God loves these people.
Literally.
And we are, you know, we're just kind of, you know, it's just, I don't know, we step over them, we ignore their feces in the street and their needles, and we think, okay, well, eventually they'll die and go away, and meanwhile, you know, I'll head over to Denny's for my Grand Slam combo or whatever.
Right. And I mean, I think it gets to two other core issues that we certainly, I think, want to inculcate to our children, which is talking about motivation and responsibility. And I think, you know, some of these policies that may in the abstract seem well-intended, they undermine both of those things. So they undermine any motivation to, you know, take responsibility for yourself. And I know, look, I know that mental illness, and I know that drug addiction, I know these are complicated things, and that there's not a one size fits all, just pull up your bootstraps, you know, response. But I also know that we have ministries in our town, in our city here of Colorado Springs, that equip people to take responsibility, to have dignity, and to begin to change the narrative. And anyway, this is not my
that's,
area of
expertise. But that's the heart of God, and you can observe that just as I can. I'm not, you know, and I respect organizations like this, and God bless them. But, you know, meanwhile, and I've become a bit cynical about the bureaucracy and the government because I think they're wrong-footed, wrong-hearted. You say they're well-intentioned. You can't be well-intentioned if your heart is not in line with the Father's heart and there to serve the people. Unfortunately, the bureaucracy, it's an institution unto itself that serves itself. Its higher interest is itself. It's not God. It's not honoring God. It's not honoring, our fellow man. Because if it was, we would be so much. How much money? Looking on the war on poverty. We have invested over $25 trillion in the war on poverty. How good are we doing with that?
Right. Well, we still have poverty, and I'm not sure we've made much progress at all. So I know I've steered our conversation a long way from, the movies that are out this week, Wonka.
Well, we're talking culture, but that's okay. And and I appreciate that about you, that you're able to come on and we have that flexibility because we focus a lot on culture, but yes, it is the season. And whether you want to binge on Christmas movies, I think Jim Daly said as much here recently, and I'm with him on that, because it helps me get in the spirit. Like I said, in the absence of snow and New York, which I love during Christmas, like I said, I've missed it the last several years because it just, wrong gospel, wrong church for me right now. But, I can turn on, Great American Pure Flicks. I can binge on Christmas movies, and even a bad Christmas movie is uplifting for me. I don't know.
Yep. No, that's exactly right. And the reality is we live in this complex intersection of the joy and the beauty and the hope of the season, the expressions of that, and the reality that we also live in a broken world. I watched It's a Wonderful Life this week, and I confess, it was my first time. Somehow I have never seen it.
Really? First time? Wow.
First time. And I'm actually going to be reviewing it for Plugged In today because we're going back and doing some old movies. And I thought, this is a pretty good example of that tension. The intent, the desire to do good, and it runs into the circumstances of life. And sometimes it runs into people who at a very core level are wicked. Right. Mm-hmm. We've got a villain who's a two-dimensional villain in Mr. Potter in this movie, who's not a kind man. And the result is brokenness. And so you and I, as we talk, our desire, I think, if I can speak for us, is to remind people of the real hope and that each of us, we each have an opportunity to be people of hope in this crazy, broken world. So, that's where I'm coming from today.
Well, you watch that movie, and it helps you balance and put things in perspective in such a way. Because the bottom line of all this for me, Adam, I got to tell you, is this word repentance. This is a season of thanksgiving, gratefulness, hope, peace, the Advent season, preparing us for the greatest gift that the human experience has ever received from God Almighty. I mean, it's God the Father, the one who created everything, gave us this incredible gift, and we're reminded of it in this modern era every year on December the 25th. Wow. It's just overwhelming. And when you really ponder that, if that doesn't cause you to hit the pause button for a moment and say, okay, God, how are we doing here? How am I doing? And this will bring you to your knees and bring you into that area of humility and repentance and realignment with God's purpose and His will, for your life, your family, and your influence, your circle of influence. Adam Holtz, as always, so appreciate you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
When I was a